Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones. I am Kira Ram.
And I am Sri Ram Ka.
And we are, first and foremost, broadcasting from BBS. Hey, guys, I want every one of our listeners right now, please be applauding in your room. Send your love and energy to Don and Doug and their families and all the people of paradise. And I am excited that we are together, a miracle in motion right now.
The phoenix has risen.
Woohoo! Literally. And wow, is the world a better place for it. And so Doug, Don, we love you so much. We love BBS. We are honored to be here. We are honored to support you. And thank you for being. And Sri, it just brings us right to the next thing we're so excited about. We can take your live calls today. We can do mini soul readings on the air. Yay!
And absolutely. And if you'd like to get in the queue for a mini soul reading, give us a ring at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And you can just even just ask a question, say hello, connect with us live conversationally, and we would be delighted to give a response back to you.
Well, you know, Sri, one of the things I'm just so tickled about is that for all of you that have been regular listeners that found your way back to us today, hey, this is probably the best time ever to pick up the phone and call, you know, because we have been off the air with BBS for about a month now, and therefore people might have forgotten the number or not accustomed to calling. So hey, if this is your moment, you know you're getting through. And if you're calling and getting a busy signal, that does mean the lines are already full. But hold on to that number so that you can call in again. Sri, a beautiful moment, a beautiful experience. And I want to also give a shout out to everyone over at Oneness Talk Radio and at Sri and Kira Radio. Thank you all for joining us and listening to us. Sri, I'm watching the chat at Oneness Talk Radio. Wow. Just an honor. The people that are in there, the questions that they have. We love you all so much. This is part of that post-solstice energy. If you guys are feeling it in us, there is that post energy that's just kind of rising and bubbling right now.
I feel like I just got off the teeter-totter.
Yeah, but you know, whenever I love that simile or that anomaly, whatever you want to call that metaphor, because when you get off a teeter-totter, you got to be careful, and both people have to agree it's time to get off, or someone can come crashing down.
That's right. You
it's
either get
really
knocked in the head or you fall down.
Or you see the beauty of we are better together.
Well, and this brings us to the December energy of synergy.
Exactly. I'm loving this.
If you're going to ride a teeter-totter, if you're going to dance with another,
yeah,
it's important that you have some communication and that the synergy is positive, not conflictual.
Yes.
Because we can synergize in a conflictual manner. All it takes, you know,
yes,
it just, you know, you just grab some judgments and anger and throw them out there. They're going to hook onto something,
well,
and now you're synergized.
And you synergize, but you know, Sri, no, I want to take a minute because what you're saying is too important not to just stop and pause, because that is exactly what is being reflected in the expansion contraction energy. Remember, guys, here we are. We are just 2 days away from a moment, from an energetic moment, regardless of your spiritual beliefs. There is an energetic moment that does pulsate and vibrate around this planet with an opportunity for grand illumination on December 25th. And you know what? Even as I'm sharing that right now, those of you that are paying attention, listen right now. I'm getting really high-pitched tones in both ears. My ears almost feel like they're filled with energy. I can hear the unified voice and the unified heart of this community coming back together again right now on this show. Doug, Don, thank you for making this happen. And this is part of that rising energy of illumination that is ours to start igniting in just 2 days, even more. Expansion or contraction, synergy.
You know, every moment in your life is an opportunity to either grow or shrink. Every moment is an opportunity to call forward blessings or to resist that which is present.
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't mean that every moment's a test.
Right.
What it does mean is every moment is rich with opportunity. And sometimes it's as simple as noticing how the hummingbird enters a flower
that you can have. Which we do many times a day. We're so blessed to live.
You know, sometimes it is that simple of simply noticing and receiving that insight of the harmony that is woven into the fabric of the universe.
Right.
Other times we need a little bigger conch on the head and we have something going on that we go, wait a minute, am I going to do this the same way as I did before? You know, I had somewhere way in my past, I received a dance lesson.
And, or two or three, I bet.
And I tell you what, when you approach your partner and begin to dance, you're kind of there together, either harmonizing or stumbling together until you let go of the other person. And as soon as you release your hands, you are now in a more independent flow, kind of like modern dancing. Well, that metaphor works for all forms of synergy. If you find yourself entangled with an energy, with a dance, and that dance is not bringing you joy, it's not bringing you upliftment, then let go. Let go of that partner and allow some space to come in so that you can recollect yourself and make a fresh choice.
Absolutely.
Because,
you know, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, we're always dancing.
Yeah, we are. And the key is, what are we dancing with, right?
And what are you listening to?
And that brings us right back to the synergy. Because synergy happens, as you were talking about earlier in the show, Sri, synergy happens at all different levels. And I just want to take a moment and say thank you. And I've got a lot of stuff going on in the chat room over at Oneness Talk Radio. Thank you to all of you that are joining us for our live New Year's Eve broadcast. Remember, we will be going live at 6 p.m. Pacific time on December 31st. And that will be the beginning of the broadcast. The broadcast is expected to last about 2 hours. Now, we've got people asking, what if something happens? Do you guys have a backup? What if I can't make it live because of where it is in my time zone? Don't worry about it. Get your invitation, though, because everyone who had an invitation will get the link to the video of the event. Plus, Sri and I are going to be delivering the January Ascension Energy Revelations Forecast along with the 2019 Ascension Energy Forecast Expansion during that event as well. So it's really like a twofer. And you're going to be able to participate in both our releasing and claiming fire ceremonies. So you really want to try and be with us the entire 2 hour time frame, if you can.
I'll tell you what, New Year's is always a pivotal moment, but it's never been quite like this.
Yeah, and we're a week away. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, and we've got so many lovely people representing cultures and continents around this globe coming here to Tosa Blue Mountain in Ecuador.
I think virtually every single continent has at least one representative that will be here live, not including all of you. And I want to go back again to, and forgive me for interrupting Sri a little bit earlier, but we feel your collective heart. We feel you all. And we are so grateful to be back here with you again. And, you know, I believe that the lines are filling up with our calls. I don't know if we're full yet, but remember that if you want to try and get in, this is probably the best time ever to call 888-627-6008. I know we have quite a few calls.
Yeah, we got one spot open. Maybe it's yours.
Wow. Hey. Awesome.
And we're going to start taking calls here in just a moment.
Absolutely. And if you aren't able to call, remember you can also send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. And we've got quite a bit of emails sitting as well, Sri. So we'll try and say hi to some of that. Because my angels, this is a power-filled moment. The solstice opened up the reflective synergistic energy of harmony and balance. How are you balancing things, especially during this holiday season, when things can be overwhelming, when there can be one too many things to juggle, when maybe the emotions are trying to get a hold of you? The lessons of the solstice are rich with stay in balance, stay in harmony, and remember most of all the gift of you. You are the master.
Well, and I want to offer you a tip that has certainly served me well in those gatherings that seemed so obligatory back then and less obligatory now. You know, there's a lot of emotional Velcro that's laid out at holiday time. Now, that doesn't mean there's not lots of joy and light and delight, but there's also plenty of Velcro opportunity. And the one thing that I learned as I was navigating that ever more authentically is to insert space between, space between my breath, space between my words.
It's control alt space.
Because if we insert space between an affect and a reaction, we then are giving room for our empowered mastery to step up and inform our behavior or to inform our choices.
Because it slows down the mind. And the mind of density so wants to be in control. And right after the break, we have so much to share with you about how you can assist that mind of density to start being a greater servant, a greater cheerleader on your spiritual awakening through the journey of the yoga of self-ascension. It's an extraordinary moment. There is so much happening on the planet. And I'm just really excited that we have a second half of the show to still connect and offer many soul readings and go even deeper into the energy of this moment, Sri.
Absolutely, because synergy is the nature of engagement.
Ooh, well said.
You know, if you're going to sit in a cave and meditate, you're still synergizing.
Yeah.
You're just in a different relationship with things. But when we're out dancing in the world, it's important to recognize that we get to choose our dance partners. So there's times when you may find yourself hooked up and dancing with someone.
Well, you know what, Sri? I'm hooked up and dancing right now with all of our callers. I can feel them. I can feel the energy of this community. And so I think we should just dive right in.
Okay.
Let's do it. Are you guys good with that? Is our community good with that?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
All right. All right. Well, we're going to take some live calls, and we're going to start with line two and say hi to Gladys from North Dakota.
Gladys, namaste, angel. Welcome.
Namaste. It's been a long time since I talked to you.
I'm literally waving.
I just want to thank the community and happy holidays, and everybody feel their joy. I'm calling for a mini soul reading. I just kind of got a urge to call, and there's a feeling of hopelessness that I would like to release before the and not take with me the next year. And I just need some guidance with that, please.
Well, I'm honored. First and foremost, Gladys, I am so honored. And honey, as I was connecting with your beautiful smile, oh my God, your smile, and the radiant energy, this energy, it's a very fascinating energy. I literally feel it. It feels like a sharp pain at the very top of the diaphragm, like between the lower ribs and running right across the top of my stomach. And that's where this energy is literally trying to cut you off and cut you in half. And what they're saying is, and I'm doing this with you, and forgive me, I'm actually having a hard time breathing because it's really, really, really powerful. And there, I've got my left hand, and I have it up almost like I'm saying stop, right? Is that how that looks, Sri? Like
yeah,
the, hand is
yeah, the
stop.
Palm facing
so
outward.
So the palm is just facing out like I would just be saying stop. And they're saying, you are that powerful. You can command this. Then I have my right hand with my thumb kind of facing up in between my ribs, the rest of it laying down so that my middle finger is literally pushing in this area, and it feels very, very tight. The minute I touch it, it's very, very tight. And they're saying that if you can do this sitting with your back as straight as possible, or you can do it standing. They're also saying anyone that has a third chakra or empowerment issue or the same sense of fear or hopelessness can also do this practice. And Gladys, here's what it is. They're saying take a deep breath, take it in, and on the exhale, push that hand into the stomach as you push out the left hand. Okay, so we're going to inhale, and on the exhale, we're going to push the hand in and out. So inhale, whew, and feel that, and then release the hands, switch arms. Okay, so now my right hand is in that stop position. My left hand has that middle finger on that area. We're going to take in that breath, breathe in, and we're doing the same. Relax and simply acknowledge, I am whole, I am complete, I am a master, and all is well. And they're saying you need to do this up to 13 times a day, and one is both hands. And they're saying that it will release very, very quickly, and that you will have to do 13 times a day, maybe for only a day or two. Then it'll be like 8. Then it'll be like 4. And then the next thing you know, you'll be on the other side. So, Gladys, thank you for bringing this back in for all of us. Sincerely, I am honored. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And happy holidays to everyone.
Oh, yeah, and you, my love. Many blessings. Whew. Now, I want everybody listening to just right now, take your arms and shake them out.
Yeah.
Because whether or not you were participating in that practice, we all were just doing, I mean, I've got comments in the Oneness Talk Radio, crazy energies and glitchings of text. Yeah, we are in a massive energetic, you know, this community has not been fully together like this for a month. This is a power-filled moment. And I love the timing because we're in the moment of this rapid, power-filled illumination presence. And together we are synergizing right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And I just want to underscore that simple practice is very powerful with one hand on the solar plexus, the other hand, fingers up, palm out, and using the breath and releasing and extending your authority to not let your energy collapse upon you, but to extend it out around you in a healthy way. And that is indeed a powerful practice. And so, beloveds, we have more callers standing by.
Well, I think, and remember, guys, that as soon as we clear a line, that's when a line opens again. So the lines were full. We now probably have one open. So this might be your day. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're going to go to line 3, and we'll say hi to Pat from New Jersey.
Hey, Pat. Namaste, my love.
Namaste. 3 is my number. Whenever I look at clocks, 3s are coming at me.
Woo-hoo!
In 11 or whatever, you know.
Very good.
So grateful to be connected to you. I'm walking in very vertigo, lightheadedness every day, and I try to ground myself. And you know, I'm asking for a message.
First and foremost, my love, breathe with me. Just you and I right now. I've got both my hands on my heart, and I'm just taking in gentle breath. And relaxing. And as we do this together, if it's safe to close your eyes, mine are closed. If it's safe for you to close your eyes too, please do. And anyone else that feels that this energy is healing for them is welcome to join us as well. And Pat, as you and I are breathing together right now, there is a message coming in from this beautiful divine being, wings, very, very golden. I'm seeing what looks like not a third eye. I think it's more of a crown with a very powerful, like crystal, huge, maybe like 3-4 inches big in there. And this energy is all beaming at you. And they're all saying the same thing. Simply sit and be with us. Allow us to share even more with you. When you let go of this resistance and trust that which you are receiving, your attention will be anchored in the cosmic realms from whence you have come, and stability will resume. And so it is. I love you, honey. Thank you for that honor.
Thank you so much.
Oh, many blessings indeed.
Now I think I'm the one with the vertigo. Wow.
As we just take a moment and...
I need a moment.
And enjoy the space.
Whew. Yeah, huh?
Absolutely. You know, it's important to allow ourselves to feel, to sense, to have the sensations of emotions or energy. Because this is how we stay present.
Well, and you know, Sri, I really want to share as far as presence. You know, guys, what just happened with Pat was unexpected for me personally because it was very close to an installment. I'm having a hard time coming back right now. And normally we don't do something as deep on the air because we tend to blow up a lot of stations. However, it was reminding me of the blessing that's coming New Year's Eve for all of humanity. Mm-hmm. And my angels, you know, hopefully you've read the 2019 predictions for all of 2019. Hopefully you've watched the December video. If not, go to our website, traincura.com. You can catch it all. It's all on the homepage. And the one thing that we've been talking about all month long is that the energy is shifting almost second by second. Even since we've been on the air together, I know you've already felt the shifts, right? And you're feeling the magnitude and you're relaxing. As we come together as community, we're safe. So we can relax and actually kind of pay attention to that, which maybe we don't pay attention to all the time. That's one of the blessings. That's why we are always better together. And my loves, this New Year's Eve, more than any other time, really pay attention to where you're going to be and who you're going to be with. And no matter where you are or what you do, just call your conscious attention to your divine awareness. Invite yourself to free yourself from the limiting beliefs of this one single world and expand into the energy of the witness, witnessing the witnesser. Because 2019 is going to ignite multidimensional anchorship. And it's going to begin with that divine awareness. And divine awareness is a blessing that comes when we're willing to remove the blindfolds. Because remember, only we can remove our own blindfold. And often we are the ones that put them back on.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things that I just want to acknowledge is it's so powerful to be able to connect via the phone and,
oh my goodness,
of course,
gracious,
the internet.
Yes.
But there is an immediacy. There is a potency in the connection. And I want to honor each of the callers for bringing their souls forward with sincerity and allowing the sharing. Because nobody travels alone.
Right.
You know, I was touched. Benjamin wrote in the chat room about how sometimes in the holidays he feels a sense of quote unquote hopelessness.
Mm.
You know, that's very real when we're graduating from one family to another family. You know, it reminds me a little bit of you know, those critical incidents in our lives where either you went to summer camp or you went off to college or you just left home or whatever it is, that there is a sense of being adrift sometimes. And it's important to acknowledge also that you have within you that divine connection, and that this radio show is helping you to remember your divine connection, mm-hmm, and the connection to all beings.
Which is what the yoga of self-ascension is all about, right?
Yes.
That when we come together, when we free ourselves to say yes to our divine nature, to our divine presence. I mean, the Oneness Talk Radio chat room right now just has me in tears. I mean, because it is such a beautiful gift to see the sincerity, the love, and the presence, right?
Absolutely.
That is the energy of miracles. And guys, I do have to share with you that Sri and I are kind of on our own little happy dance today for many reasons. However, one of them is we are a breath away from launching the app. This Sri and Kira app is something that we have been working on for months. It has kept us going virtually almost 24/7. We have tested and retested. I even see that Jess is in the chat room at Oneness Talk Radio. I even sent Jess a sneak peek. Jess, you can tell us what you think. And so it's going to come out prayerfully before the 31st. It's now kind of in the hands of...
At least one of the versions will.
One of the versions will. It's just how quickly we can get through all of the legal minutiae. But it's done. It's amazing. And we are so excited because in the year of divine awareness, how do we keep awake, right? How do we keep ourselves in divine awareness? How do we stay in that pop moment versus the drop moment? By remembering that we are not alone, that we have community, that we are not insane, that you are absolutely a spiritual being, that you are absolutely having a human experience. And you know what? You are a master, or you wouldn't be on this planet at this moment. Why not celebrate that all the time, right? I mean, seriously, why not? And when it gets hard, the reason we put the app together is one of the things we've certainly noticed is everybody seems to carry their mobile device with them.
It's
so
the way.
No matter where you are, you could be at that party and go in the bathroom quick and look at your app or show your friend, or you could be at work. You could be sitting on a bus. You could be on a train. You could be on a plane. You could be out in nature. You can just be at home. whatever it is, there is so much content, and we are beyond honored that the universe guided us to do this. And we pray with all our heart and soul. And I'm sending out my miracle request that the universe will support this app, and that people will share it with others, and that we will be able to expand our community of support, because that's what it's about. That's true synergy, right?
Absolutely. You know, and the support that's all around us is available, but sometimes we have to look beyond our habitual attitudes and orientations. You know, when I gave you the analogy of who are you dancing with, well, sometimes we're dancing with an old belief. Sometimes we're dancing with an old habit pattern, and that habit pattern or belief affects the way we interact with others. Whereas when we relax the need to feel comfortable and instead relax into the sense that we are safe and at peace with ourselves, we'll discover that the ego will find a new way of being comfortable. That is, the ego will trust the soul.
Now, there it is. Isn't that the heartbeat of self-ascension? And you know how you get there, guys? I would be remiss if I didn't remind us all the mantra of self-ascension. The mantra of self-ascension, repeated over and over again, will be that key that will unlock the mind, that will relax the ego, that will ignite your soul, and that will call forward the divine mastery without doubt. It is as easy as, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I'm here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I am here, I am ready, I am open,
guide me. Absolutely. You know, we're coming up on our station break here, and before we go, I just want to say that it's been a dynamic couple of months, and you know, one of the things that's been going on for Kira and I is getting Oneness Talk Radio stabilized and having the ability to bring through really wonderful people that are podcasting and live shows and streaming from other hosts, but also the ability to be able to connect in more ways with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love our Sunday show because we can take your calls and we can interact with you both in that manner and at the chat room. However, the chat room is also available for other shows at Oneness Talk Radio. So please get in the habit of getting the Oneness Talk Radio player on your devices and open and listening. Because when we release the app, it'll be in the app as well. And you'll be able to have some pretty amazing music. We've got some amazing artists coming up.
And the shows, just beyond incredible. And so, my angels, remember, hold on to that phone number. If you can't call in, send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. We have so much more to share about this moment.
And we've got callers standing by.
We'll get to you. Hold on.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you.
It is a gift, and it is especially a gift because today, this very moment, December 23rd, 2018, we are back broadcasting live from bbsradio.com, Station 1, and sending our love, appreciation, and divine miracle energy to Doug and Dawn, their families, and the entire town of Paradise, California.
Yes.
Thank you, all of our beautiful community of listeners, because your love, your heart helped contribute to the miracle of this broadcast right now. And may that miracle energy return to all of you a bajillionfold. I love that word, bajillion.
Anything that is sent out with love and witnessed with love will magnify.
Yeah, I love that. It sure will. We are very, very honored and delighted. Now, you know, Sri, we have got, I believe, a full bank of phone lines, also lots and lots of emails. And this one email really caught our attention because it's a little long. We'll try to paraphrase, but I think a lot of us are kind of going through this moment, and so we really felt this one needed to be shared.
All right, here we go. And this one is called, the subject line is Mini Soul Reading About Walking the Path of Self-Ascension. Dear Sri and Kira, namaste. I'm very excited about the New Year's Ensoulment and 2019. I am marveling at the perfection of the lessons and clearings that I have experienced in 2018.
There's a sign of mastery.
I can look back even just a month and be surprised at how different my perspective is. The onion layers keep peeling off so fast that it is funny and challenging to keep up with the changes. I'm the one in my family of origin who asks, why are we doing this?
I suspect a lot of you listening are too.
I can look back and realize that I haven't always done that with grace. You know, when I was in college, I was in therapy and I naively came home and asked, why do we treat each other so badly? And it was like a bomb went off in the house.
Wow.
It never occurred to me that not everyone wanted to be at peace or even understood that peace was possible.
Powerful discernment.
Yes. And I have begun, been ever refining this process of speaking from my heart with love and humor while honoring other people's journeys. I began reading your books and taking classes in 2007, navigating the inner matrix, which I have completed twice, powerfully helped me recognize family conditioning and how to change my thinking.
I just want to stop right there and celebrate the courage and spiritual tenacity of this beautiful, beautiful community member, because navigating the inner matrix is not for the spiritually faint. It's for someone who seriously wants to break through, and to have given herself the gift of gone through it twice takes a lot of tenacity and courage. So I really bow before that.
Absolutely. And I honor the fact that sometimes you do need to go through two, yeah, three, four times
and
to
if you don't
really
know what
get
we're
all
talking
the gifts.
About, just go to our home study programs at sriandkira.com and look for Navigating the Inner Matrix.
So she continues, as I've settled into being truly being me, my brother and sister seem to like me less and less.
Welcome to our world.
You have both talked about that, and I understood that it could happen. I also took to heart Archangel Zadkiel's advice not to interfere with the path of others, but also not let them interfere with your path. And over the course of several years, the relationships became more and more strained. I would have walked away completely, but my children had fond memories of earlier years, so I did my best to find peace and balance. 3 years ago today, there was a huge emotional blow up involving much of the family after my mother had a stroke. Though I experienced fear and anxiety, I navigated it with trust and love and presence to the best of my ability. And since this time, there has not been any family gathering, and my sister has committed suicide. So there's a lot of stuff stirred up here.
Yeah.
Now, as we come to the close of this sharing, She goes on, my older son, who was in China during this time, was and maybe still is angry at me for breaking up the family.
Mm-hmm.
He is home for a visit right now and has told me he blames me for everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's also criticized my choice of loving words as part of the problem.
Yeah.
My experience of his anger was more masculine versus feminine. He seemed to be telling me not to express myself in gentle ways because that was part of what made my brother so angry. Listening to his anger, I found myself comfortable with my choices and thinking that if my son needs to journey on a different path from me, I trust him to do so.
Yeah.
Is this just another universal check-in of, are you sure? Do you really trust yourself? Many blessings, Elizabeth.
Well, Elizabeth, first and foremost, I am here. My head is bowed. My hands are in prayer position because I sincerely, with all my heart and soul, honor and respect everything that you have written and shared. The one thing that came up really strongly as your subject line was asking for a mini soul reading was to your son. Here's the first thing that happened. He was in China when all of this happened. Your son is acting out because he has not been able to look at his own guilt. He feels unresolved. He feels like he wasn't there. There is a deep sense within him of something he could have done. And so he is lashing out in a way that is comfortable for him to be able to express his frustration. And so everything that he's lashing out with, it has nothing to do with you. You just happen to be the choice energy. But as I look at his energy field, this poor young man is covered in shoulda, coulda, woulda. And so, yes, it is a big moment. And I've had to walk through this myself. So my heart is so big around you. It is a moment of mastery that every master on the journey will have to walk through in their own way at some point. And no one can walk it for you. However, when you can call in the tools, the recognitions, and keep your eyes on the divine, then the doors open. Yeah, your son needs to go on his journey and resolve his own emotional issues. And the more that you radiate with complete, and I mean 100% clarity and commitment to who you are, the softer and easier he will come around. It will happen, but I get that it might be 2 years.
You know, it reminds me, because so many of us go through this, is that we're radiating at a different frequency and our family gets, our family of origin begins to get disturbed by it.
Right, right.
Well, it reminds me of the teachings from the lost books of the Essene.
So true.
Where they talk about the asleep, the drowsy, and the awake.
Right.
And the asleep do not want to be woken up. And your frequency, your energy, your love is disturbing their slumber.
Right. And actually is like, you know, we discussed this. It's like being the two ends of a magnet.
Yeah.
You know, it's you try to put those two ends of a magnet together and what do? Boom, they just fly apart. That's what happens. And so only when we can allow ourselves to remain absolutely firmly in the truth of who we are, which then ignites a life free of drama. Oftentimes, it's the resolution to not engage drama that makes the people who are in drama even crazier because they don't know how to react.
They want to dance, and you're not.
Exactly. They want you as a dance partner. And this is why I share with so many who ask me, Kira, what do? I'm going to go see my family. It's Christmas. I don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. You know, your family's every family is trained in conflict. You all have your own battle training, right? So-and-so says this, and then the next one says this, and then that one says this, and this is the way we fight.
There's a script.
There is a script. So what if you're no longer participating in the script? What happens to the play? It has to change. And at first, the ones who are involved in the script go, wait a minute, I don't know my lines. You're making me uncomfortable. But after a while, they're like, I'd like to learn your lines because they make me feel more comfortable. So it's all about our commitment.
And you know, have mercy on yourself and others because these scripts, these behavior patterns are largely unconscious. And even when people are semi-conscious of them, they often do not have the desire to explore it or the courage to change it. So you just have to kind of roll with that. And you may find, as this person did, that you're going to have to limit your interactions because it's just kinder for all concerned. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got some people that have been standing by on the phone lines.
Yes, we do. So let's go, Sri.
We're going to run to line number one, and we'll say hi to Robert from California.
Namaste, beautiful Robert. Welcome.
Well, namaste. Well, thank you very much for taking the call. It's been quite enlightening. Just calling today for a mini soul reading to see what's on the horizon.
Well, first of all, it's always a blessing to connect with your energy field. And today it's interesting. Your energy field is appearing to me as like this crystalline outline, like a crystalline body outline. But there is this beautiful, I hope I can describe this. It's a beautiful, like a spiraling, almost, I'm going to use the word vortex because that's the word they're giving me, of pastel rainbow colors. And it's really spinning between your first and your fourth chakras. And what it's doing is that they're saying you are at a moment, it's like you're at this moment of bringing it all together. And they're saying there are many ways that you can do this, but if you allow all of the ways to come together, you will see the one that will rise up. And from there, the step will be obvious. And that's the message they would like you to have today. And just feel my heart and love around you. It's such a gift to connect with you. Many blessings, Angel.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings. Wow. Ooh,
many blessings,
Shri,
indeed.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a delight when we're able to look deeply. You know, in one way, some ways, having the phone connections frees us.
Yeah.
To be more sensitive to the
cool.
energy.
Now, I need everybody to take a breath right now because I am connecting. There are so many of you. Shri, we have not had this many of us together in a month. This is such a blessing. And guys, my stomach, I want all of you, bring your hands to your stomach area. I don't care if it's first, second, or third chakra. Bring both hands there. And we are back.
Okay.
And this is the blessing of BBS, right? Is that indeed we are back and BBS is live, and we thank Don for handling that so quickly.
Well, we are delighted to be back with you. And I tell you what, we've got more callers standing by.
We do.
So let's head to line 5 and we'll say hi to Sivan from Washington.
Namaste, Angel. Welcome.
Hi, Shri and Kira. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel.
Oh, it's so nice to connect with you. Thank you so much for taking my call. Since the event in July, my life has shifted completely in the most astounding and beautiful ways I could not imagine it would be how it is now. There have been a lot of traumas that have been coming up for healing, especially in regards to my life with my family. This seems to be a theme. And I'm really grateful for the way I've been able to navigate it since the time that I spent with you all in Ecuador. So if anybody has a chance to go out there, you should go because it's just incredible. Right now I'm in a period of rest and recovery, but I'm also feeling simultaneously a lack of spark and I'm working through a lot of doubt. I had a lot of inspiration the past couple months for next year, and then I kind of hit this rest space and it's just like everything's gone quiet. And so I was wondering if I might be able to have a mini soul reading, please.
Well, Angel, first and foremost, I just feel your beautiful smiling presence. It's like you're just standing right here with me at Tosa Blue Mountain and we're just chatting up like you were here with us. And so thank you for that gift that you and I are having right now. That feels wonderful to connect with you this way. Angel, there's two things going on with you. The first thing is I see this green, I don't know the name of this being. It's dark emerald green, and it's like peeking out, looking at you from behind a little door, and it almost feels like a magical door. It's very precious. I feel like I'm in like a little gnome world, and I'm staring at this dark green creature, and they're waving to you going, hey, we're right here. And there's this energy that is very, very powerful reaching out to you. And so the first thing I'm going to encourage you to do is honestly take a moment and connect with this being. And they're saying that you are in a period of preparation and that you need this moment of silence to fully have your energy field, your nervous system, and your emotional bodies unified in a new way. They're actually like working on it. And that this unified presence will activate with like the stroke of midnight, New Year's. I'm telling you, it's a major, major time. And I just see you like a jet in 2019. It all comes in. So thank you for the honor to see that with you. Oh, my God. I'm so excited and happy for you, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you so much, Kira. Of course, that resonates with me. The past couple of days, I've been seeing little flashes and sparkles, and I've been saying to my close people, I feel like there's like little fairies or gnomes in my room or something. They're like working on me. This is very not surprising, but always weird in a great way. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, my love. We love you.
I love you too. Thanks. Hi, Shay. Thank you so much.
Oh, many blessings. Well, I'll tell you what, it's such a delight to connect with everybody. And truly, we are on a roll here. We've got so many callers, so much love. I'll tell you what, let's just keep going.
Right.
All right. We're going to head to line four and we'll say hi to Lynn from California.
Namaste, beautiful Lynn. Welcome, Angel.
Namaste, Sri and Kira and my beloved community. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I would love a mini soul reading. What I'm facing, I'm still having severe challenges with mobility, and I've remained steadfast that it was just the transition from carbon to crystalline base, but I've recently gone in for an MRI, which has not been interpreted yet by an ortho. And from what I can tell so far, like there's edema in all my joints. And it's making it really, really difficult to, maneuver around painfully. But I'm still, hoping. I don't know what do you see as an outcome. Is this part of my ascension, or is this?
Well, what I'm seeing, it is, but not perhaps in the way that you're thinking. So forgive my jumping in, but here's what they're showing me: if you are not already drinking 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar mixed into water, first thing when you wake up, before lunch and before dinner, you need to start doing that immediately. They're showing it to me. So they're either showing it to me because you're already doing and they're saying keep doing it, or they're saying introduce it into your routine. The next thing they're showing me is pure Epsom salt. And they're showing me you're sitting in like almost like a sitz bath type thing. And it doesn't even have to be that. And you're literally taking the Epsom salts with a little bit of water and rubbing it into your knees, rubbing it around your ankles, and then rubbing it all over your legs while saying there is no more anger. There is no more like negative energy to hold on to. I release it all. I am free. They're saying that, yes, this is part of your ascension, that there is a trapped old resentment that is literally causing the body to be literally inflamed, and that as this starts to release and relax, once you begin the process, it'll go very, very quickly. But these two things they're giving me in the physical world, they're saying will support the energetic release as well. And you can move through this actually faster than you think, my love, but it will take some active integration on your part. And I'm really honored you called. Thank you. It's always a blessing to be one with you. Thank you, Angel.
And same here. Happy holidays. And I'll be with you New Year's Eve. I can't wait.
Yay, we can't either. Thank you for joining us. Namaste.
Thank you.
You know, I just have to honor that each and every one of us has our stuff that we're releasing, our stuff that we're calling in, our growth moments. And you know, our bodies, sometimes they feel like they're opposed to what we're really wanting, yet they are supporting us.
In every way, in every single way. And Sri, who's next?
Well, I tell you what, we have a caller on line 2 waiting, and that's Kimberly from Ohio.
Oh, namaste, Kimberly. Angel, welcome.
Namaste, thank you.
How can we serve you today,
Everything on here has been just really, really relevant, and I'm just at this place where I almost feel like backed against a wall, but I know that it's this huge transformational point. But it's like my health, I'm really strongly affected by the energies and even some multidimensional kind of stuff going on. So I'm just wondering.
Ooh. Well, Angel, I'm going to interrupt you because they're talking to me and I just want to share with you what I'm hearing. You need a 5-day retreat. You need 5 days, and they're saying no electronics, none, very light eating, pure water, lemons, green, journaling, and being with you. And if you can find a way, if you can't find a way to separate for 5 days, then at least take a, like maybe from sundown to sunup, and just say, okay, during this time, I'm really going to check out from everything else. They're saying that there is a direct line of technological energy that has connected to your this stream entering you, and that you absolutely can turn this around very quickly, but it will take 5 focus days. And so I'm really grateful that you see it. You're extraordinary, and I know that you can navigate this very quickly. So thank you for not only for sharing with all of us, but for helping everyone to recognize that any of us can have this happen. So thank you for the blessing of you.
Yeah, it actually feels like that, and I have suspected that. So thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome, my love. Many, many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
Beautiful indeed, my love. It's my head is so full.
because I think it's because of this extraordinary community. You know, I mean, you all are so amazing that, you know, every time I do a reading for one, we all know it's for all of us, right?
Yes.
You know, and how are things over in the Oneness Talk Radio chat room, Sri?
Well, I'll tell you what, everyone is just here kind of, you know, going through, you know, we had the line interrupt. We had all the energies that caused some people to go, whoa.
Well, and here's, I gotta love it. I believe it was Chris in the Oneness Talk Radio, or before we even went on the air, was talking about techno glitches. Guys, thank goodness Sri and I broadcast on dual devices. We are down to my iPad at this point. We have professional microphones. We have a mixing board, high quality computers, the works. Everything is gone, and you're literally hearing us from my iPad, which is our savior right now, which is why I'm not in the Oneness Talk chat anymore, guys.
Well, one of the things we've done here is we have dual Wi-Fis, that is two different providers, two different routers, so that we can alternate between
hopefully
the two.
Be smarter than the energy.
but when
that's our illusion.
Well, it's just part of country living, you
it
might
is,
say.
It is, and you know, we are country. You've got to get down here, guys.
We have our backups, but there is a momentary transition time
there is.
Move between them. And speaking of getting down here, you know, the energy at the equator has such a nourishing feeling.
Yeah.
This was where this planet, this beautiful Gaia, was originally seated, was in this equatorial zone.
Yeah.
And it's such an honor and a delight for Kira and I to be not only at the equator, but at altitude at the equator in the Andes Mountains. It is supporting the path that we have aligned with, and it is supporting us to support you
in every single way. And my angels, we are together better. Together we can co-create. Together we support each other. Together we can let go of the illusion of scarcity. And together we are ignited. And I want to give a shout out to our dear friends, Alan and Sandra, who have been down here living with us for the past 2 weeks. They're currently in Cuenca with our dear friend, Johanna Sand, who has Cracking the Reality Code at OnenessTalkRadio.com. And I just want to say, if you have not caught Twin Flame Divine Fire's show this week, go listen to it, because they have done a San Pedro journey since they've been here. They have become vegetarians since they've been here. They are detoxing, losing weight, you name it. We know the truth of this type of living, and we're glad that we can share it with all of you.
Absolutely. And beloved ones, it's been such a joy to be with you. And until we have the delight of being with you live next Sunday, may you breathe deeply, hand on heart,
ooh, yeah,
and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.